Every year we travel this road along with Joseph and Mary on a journey of obligation. That was a word I learned from my Catholic friends, obligation. What was their obligation? They had to go to the city of their birth to register for Roman taxation purposes. This was their civic obligation or duty, you might say, to register themselves in Bethlehem. And every year, our religious obligation is to retell the story and to remember all that happened on that starry night in a small town in the Roman province of Judea. For this as yet unmarried couple, this journey must have been arduous. It must have been very difficult, perhaps even uncomfortable and painful. A journey taken on foot, possibly donkey. But this journey that these two took was life-changing, because two went out, but three came back. Because while performing their civic duty for the powers that be, Rome, they were also fulfilling a more sacred obligation, faithfulness to their Lord. Because they walked in obedience to what destiny God had laid out for them as a couple, not yet even officially married, still learning about one another while discovering together God's amazing plan for their lives. God's plan was to bring humans back to himself with love and forgiveness. Why do we tell the story over and over again each year? We tell it to remember, so that we will never forget. Perhaps we tell the amazing story because it is just so amazing, so fantastic. Perhaps to try and comprehend for ourselves the miracle of it all. Could God really have come down in human form? The skeptic in all of us might ask that. Was Mary's story of the virgin birth really true? How could this possibly have happened? And what difference would it make in God's plan for humans? Mary believed the supernatural being Gabriel, who came to her to give her the good news of God's plan of redemption and salvation. Perhaps she knew the scriptures from the prophet Isaiah, written about 700 years before her time. In chapter 7, it says, "Look, the young woman is with child, and shall bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Can you imagine 700 years before the prophet spoke that? And of course, Emmanuel means God with us. Could she ever have imagined that this would be her destiny? A poor young woman to bear the Messiah into the world, the one who was to be called Jesus, or God Saves, the name given to Mary by God himself through the angel Gabriel. What were Mary and Joseph thinking as they made their way to Bethlehem from Nazareth? A journey that must have been very uncomfortable for Mary, 9 months pregnant and almost ready to give birth. And yet they were compelled to go, not just by the Roman government, but by God. I always wonder what would have happened if Mary had disagreed with the angel Gabriel and decided that this plan of God's was not what she had planned for her life. What if Mary had said, no, not for me, Gabe. You got the wrong girl. Maybe Gabe ought to knock on somebody else's door with this news, because I'm not ready for it. But it seems like God knew Mary inside out and what her answer would be. Because it says in Psalm 139, "For you, O Lord, created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb," writes the psalmist. "I will give thanks unto thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. Mary could have said those words. I believe Mary knew something about God, and God knew Mary and Joseph well enough to know that these two faithful souls would be willing to journey with God on this fantastic, miraculous journey that God was calling them to. A journey of impossibilities that only God could make possible for them, because God was going to journey with them. This wasn't something they were doing alone. This road they could not possibly take alone. This was God's journey into the human world, into our society. They would not be traveling it alone. It was a destiny, a journey that was impossible without God to be in it. Because as Gabriel said, for nothing will be impossible with God. And somehow Mary and Joseph trusted God enough with their lives, with their futures, even in this very unusual circumstance. I wonder, did it all suddenly become clear to them when Jesus, their baby, was born? Such unusual happenings that night when the angels appeared and sang and spoke to the shepherds, told them where they could find this new king in a lowly stable because there was no room for this family at the inn. But he was sheltered in among the animals. I wonder, when did things become plain for Mary and Joseph that this indeed was no ordinary birth, no ordinary child? I wonder, was Jesus an ordinary baby, or did his extraordinariness become apparent right away? We do not know, for the scriptures are silent about the child Jesus for the first 12 years of his life. Jesus was an extraordinary human being with incredible powers. Can the baby Jesus have been any less extraordinary, I wonder? Because Jesus sidestepped the curse of Adam by immaculate conception, or divine power, we might say. You see, Jesus was fully God, fully divine, and yet also fully human. And that is the important part of our Christian theology, or our belief. Because then, you see, this perfect man becomes the perfect sacrifice on the cross of Calvary. Once for all, it tells us in Scripture, to wipe out generational sin, or for Adam's race, offering eternal love and forgiveness and resurrection life to all who would just believe and receive what Jesus came to offer. And that was God's love, God's restoration to God's fellowship. We were made in God's image, it tells us in Scripture. We were made for fellowship, for companionship with God. That's why God created Adam and Eve. What a great gift to the world was this miraculous baby Jesus, God wiping out original sin, Adam's sin, with one miracle birth, and then later, one miracle sacrifice and one miracle resurrection. God's Son, the Messiah Jesus, our promise of love, our promise of hope, our promise of peace, our promise of joy, from a God who loved us so much before the beginning of time. That's a story worth telling, isn't it? Telling and retelling and singing about and enacting in all its amazing detail and mystery, because it is mysterious. A story that can only be believed by faith and perfect trust in a God who desires us to be with him forever. Did Mary and Joseph understand all that they undertook when they said yes to God's outrageous plan? Probably not. They just took the first steps of that journey together in God's plan in simple trust and faith, looking to their awesome God for whom they knew by their long history nothing would be impossible to their God. Have we learned this in our journey, our individual journeys with God? Have we learned that nothing is impossible to our God? I pray that along with Mary and Joseph this Christmas, you too will know that you know that you know that you know, we always like to say, as the angel Gabriel said, for nothing will be impossible with God.